and what she had said. But one day he came into her room where she was sitting playing with her baby, and put her in mind of it. Then she grieved sorely at her misfortune, and said she would give him all the wealth of the kingdom if he would let her off, but in vain, till at last her tears softened him, and he said, "I will give you 3 days' grace, and if during that time you tell me my name, you shall keep your child." Now the queen lay awake all night, thinking of all the odd names that she had ever heard, and she sent messengers all over the land to find out new ones. The next day the little man came, and she began with Timothy, Ichabod, Benjamin, Jeremiah, and all the names she could remember. But to all and each of them he said, "Madam, that is not my name." The second day she began with all the comical names she could hear of, Bandylegs, Hunchback, Crookshanks, and so on. But the little gentleman said to every one of them, "Madam, that is not my name." The third day, one of the messengers came back and said, "I have travelled 2 days without hearing of any other names, but yesterday, as I was climbing a high hill among the trees of the forest where the fox and the hare bid each other good night, I saw a little hut, and before the hut burnt a fire, and round about the fire a funny little dwarf was dancing upon one leg and singing, 'Merrily the feast I'll make, today I'll brew, tomorrow bake, merrily I'll dance and sing for next day.'"